Since you are in such turbulent times, this is an excellent time for one of what we are going to call the spiritual drills. And the learning we are talking about is separating what the head is telling you about yourself and what is actually operating off of old beliefs. Now, you may all have run into this in one way or the other. Let us say you enter a situation and you look at it and the feeling that you are getting is it will never work out. I will never have what I want. I never will. And yet the situation is positive. And your mind will say to you, why is it that you are not happy? And that, of course, only confuses the entire healing process because you are getting information from an old belief, which is usually telling you something negative. And your mind, which can see that this is a fine thing and is critical of you for not responding differently to it. This is only one of the ways in which this happens. And when you are able to move through it, it is because you can make that difference. You can say, it does not make any sense that I am worried or that I am feeling bad. It is not rational. And I am not going to go hunting for things that can go. You have this odd phrase about the other shoe will drop. That, as a rule, is something that comes from an old implanted belief from earlier in your life. And then your mind says, why are you feeling this way? Well, here is the thing. Your mind knows nothing about how you should feel. Let us just be clear about that at the beginning. Your mind does not feel. Your mind evaluates. And your mind also mis-evaluates. And it particularly does that if the voice you are hearing that you are reacting to is the voice of an old belief. Then the mind, in an attempt to evaluate it, since it very often makes no sense, keeps asking you, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? That is a voice that we do not listen to, no matter where it comes from. That voice has never produced a positive learning, a positive forward movement, and certainly it has never produced a positive feeling. So, in these times when so much of your world has gone mad, you are, in a sense, seeing that acted out in the world. You are seeing someone who is in charge saying, this is the truth, when it is clearly not the truth. And then followers of that person must figure out what in the world to do with their support of this person. Because a lie, after all, is a lie, no matter how it is embroidered. But in your own life, we usually only have two, sometimes three, bad messages from olden times. And when we can begin to know what the voices of those beliefs are, then when your mind is telling you you're feeling in a way you should not feel, you know where to check. You know to say, is this a reflection of an old belief? Is that what is making me feel the way I feel? Now, that does not make the feeling go away immediately, but it does a very kind thing. It tells your mind to stop trying to make it different, to simply let the emotion be what it is. We know where it comes from. And to move on through. Now, for intuitive people, and that would be all of you here, when you feel a thing, it can easily be confused with a genuinely of what is a good word for that? For instance, a genuinely warning intuitive thing. There is this one difference, and it is an important one, and that is when an intuitive thing is coming to you, and in a true way, it is usually quite calm. When it is confused with old beliefs, old passions, it is rarely calm. It is usually quite upsetting. But in the upset, we sometimes lose the ability to look at the whole of the picture that we are dealing with. Now, that is very important, because if you are in, let's say you are looking at one section of your life, and you are saying, why is it I am unhappy? Why is it I do not have this? Why is it, whatever the why is it might be? And if you are involved in the emotions with an upset head, it will not allow you to step back and look at the expanse of the situation. Because as a rule, the answer you are looking for is in that expanse. This is a lesson that you will probably be working with throughout your life. But since the world around you is no longer sane, this is an important way to increase the strength of your own sanity, to remember that the emotions very often come from a place of wounding, and the head will very often mismanage it or be critical of you because you are feeling it. So we want the feeling things from the past and past beliefs to be allowed to move through. And we want then to let the mind allow you to look at the whole of the picture in which you are interacting. So we shall work on that one for a while. So if you would begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the earth send a cleansing energy into your body and allow it to move in the root and free you from fear of failure, however that might manifest. And let the cleansing energy wash the shame and judgment out of the second center. Release your body from the emotions that are not reflective of the truth of who you are and what you are creating. Feel the cleansing energy come up into the heart and wash away the pain, leaving the heart free to grow and to be your wisdom and your comfort and your guide in your life. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. Let that cleansing energy free you of any negative conversation or confused conversation, leaving you free to speak truly and to hear truth when it is spoken to you. Feel the energy come up through your body and into the third eye. And allow the energy to cleanse the third eye so that it is able to give you intuitive information without the burden of fear. Feel the cleansing energy move up to your body and into the crown. And allow that energy to open the crown widely, to connect you again to your source, to your support, to your wisdom and love and abundance. And feel that that energy draws you up, moves you up to your crown. And see the beauty of your own path in the night sky. Feel how safe you are walking on it. And see the place ahead of you that is for you, that is full of the light you need. And as you walk through this place, taking in the light, feel yourself stepping up into a place where your teacher waits. Spend this time with your teacher. The teacher who is with you, and take the gift that the teacher has for you. The teacher who has come to be here with you, and walk again into the energy of this place, feeling your spirit take in the light that is for you, and your body take in the light that is for you, and your mind take in the light that is for you. See how your path in the sky has been illuminated. And feel the ease of your walk down that path. Feel the freedom of the universe and let that freedom be yours as you come back. And you are above the room and above the circle. And as a service, find for those who sit here with you a message or a gift. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.